time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Eric Anderson. He is the Emergency Preparedness Planner for the Southeast Utah Health Department. September is Emergency Preparedness Month, just being ready in case of emergencies. And we're going to talk something about emergency preparedness that maybe you don't think of. You know, everybody talks about, you know, having that 72-hour kit or making sure this X, Y, and Z is ready to go if anything happens and be ready for that. However, have you ever thought about making sure that you're taken care of before you do all these things? That's the most important thing, because if you're not healthy and ready to go, none of the rest of it matters, right? Eric, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. It's great to be here.
So yeah. let's talk about this. We talked about the fact that from an emergency preparedness standpoint, we were very fortunate this year.
Yes, absolutely.
Through the rains and with the heavy snowpack that we had and all that. And plenty of people are always ready when it comes to that. And as I referred to, like the 72-hour kits and having X, Y, and Z ready to go. But if you're not prepared, if you're not healthy enough or, you know, in good health, then all the rest of it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah, it's so true. And I think, like you said, during Emergency Preparedness Month, we tend to focus on those tangible things where it's really important for the individual and family to recognize that their own personal health forms the cornerstone of their ability to effectively respond in a crisis or in a hazard. And making sure that everybody's health and well-being isn't something that we just do day to day, but it's a fundamental aspect of our preparation for disasters.
And not only that, as you we were talking before we came on, you know, other things like being able to dress a wound or being able to perform CPR and things like that. It really allows you to take it to the next level when it comes to those kinds of things, and you become, refer to it as a multiplier?
Yeah, force multiplier. Yeah, I think that's an old military term, but for sure.
Instead of being a detractor. And so there are certain steps that you can take to kind of make sure that you're ready in these situations. So we're going to talk about them here just a little bit.
Yeah, I think probably the most important thing to do is just make sure that you're up to date with your own health concerns. If you're sick or if you have an ailment, make sure you go see a doctor. And it's important to keep track of your medical records. You can save them to a thumb drive now. It makes it pretty easy. A lot of them are on portals. But just having access to that to take with you in case of a problem. And then, like we mentioned, you know, having a well-stocked first aid kit, a basic one. I have one at home in my backpack and in my car. But more important than that first aid kit is actually having the knowledge and training to do CPR, to do basic life-saving procedures. There's a lot of stop the bleed courses and CPR courses offered in the county. So it's important to get that training. And then regularly checking and maintaining your prescriptions that you have. A lot of doctors and pharmacies will allow you to get a 90-day prescription, but just making sure that that's up to date and in good condition.
And you brought up a point about that is, you know, sometimes we all have them. I don't know that many people that don't have a prescription for something. You know, and sometimes we'll look at it and like, oh, I need to get that refilled. And then the next thing you know, the next time we need it, it's like, oh, it's not refilled. And it's most important to just take care of those things right now and get it all taken care of so you're ready to go.
Yeah, and it's like you said, that's easy to let go of. And so just staying on top of that. I think the other part of this that's pretty important is recognizing, like you said, healthy individuals require fewer medical resources in a disaster. So in fact, first responders can focus their efforts on critical incidents and critical patients, and that just frees them up to do more good. And it also frees you up to help other people that are in need.
And yeah, that was the one thing that you had brought up as well, is the fact that, you know, if you are okay, if you're in good health and you can take care of yourself, that allows first responders to go take care of somebody else that may need more critical care than you do.
Absolutely.
And you can even help with some situations.
Absolutely.
So that's the other important thing. Is there any other things that you wanted to cover or talk about this with this one?
Yeah, I think, you know, finally, it looks, when we look at our communities holistically and taking care of them, being healthy leads to a resilient community capable of responding to these situations. And like we mentioned, whether it's doing basic first aid on somebody or managing a chronic illness that we or a loved one has. It just helps us that much more and helps our entire community.
All right. Are there any tips or tricks or any steps or anything on the website there that people can kind of go and refer to get this information?
Yeah, we have a pretty good website, seuhealth.com/blog, where we've got a lot of blog posts in there about this. We'll be presenting a class this following weekend on the 16th at the Farron Emergency Preparedness Fair.
So it's never, ever, I don't think you can be prepared enough.
Right.
There's no such thing as over-preparation when it comes to things like this. So once again, go on and check out their website. Get all the information that you can on this one. Eric, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Good to be here.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.